Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back in as we continue Rutherford Issues here on a Tuesday, and it's time to find out about Interfaith Dental today. Elizabeth Jackson joins us here in studio. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Tell us about Interfaith Dental. I've heard about it. The name has been out there for a little while now in Rutherford County, but maybe folks don't exactly know what goes on out there. So tell us about it.
Well, we are a nonprofit dental clinic that provides dental care to the uninsured working residents of Rutherford County and other surrounding counties within the Middle Tennessee area. We see patients. We have a comprehensive care program that we have patients apply to, and we have to have some varying information, but we approve them, and then we treat them comprehensively and try and get them to back to having healthy mouths, and so that we can then graduate them on to the rest of the dental community. But we want to take care of a lot of their dental needs and educate them in the process so that they will be able to keep up with their dental care so that they can save their teeth and have beautiful smiles.
It's really kind of, it's your name is Interfaith, and it is a ministry, really, isn't it?
It is. It really is. One of our biggest things is we want to make sure that people have the education. A lot of times people don't realize that some of their habits and some of the things that have gotten them to the point where they're having either pain or problems within their mouth, they're not really sure what's causing them. So we want to make sure that we educate them so that they can get back to health and whatever dental care they have done can be kept up with. And make sure that whatever education we give them, they can pass on to family members or friends so that they will be well aware as to what's maybe causing them problems.
Well, I have two children, and one is in the midst of like a 36-month orthodontic venture here, and it's an adventure, let me say. But, you know, some families that there's the insurance doesn't cover their dental, or there's just not the money to pay for things like that. It can be expensive, and it's one of those things that people seem to say it's further down on their priority list, even though it's very important to have a healthy mouth.
Exactly. And we do work on a sliding fee scale, and that's why we go through the application process to make sure that we can not overwhelm people with too much that they is too overwhelming for them to be able to afford. But we also want to make sure that we give them the proper education so wherever they are, they can make sure that they're improving their oral health altogether.
You know, I think people, and until Interfaith Dental, there was really a gap in that portion of the medical community here in Rutherford County to help those who just needed that little extra help to be able to afford dental care.
Exactly. We also, we do, one of our main goals is to try and keep people out of the emergency room because as great as the emergency room is, they don't really have the ability to offer much dental care. We do get lots of referrals from people who've gone for tooth pain to the emergency room. We get lots of referrals and see patients very frequently on a one-time basis, emergency basis, just to take care of an issue so that they can either have an entrance into our clinic to get an application to apply for our comprehensive care, or just give them a little bit of dental knowledge as to how they got to this point so that they can make some changes so that they don't get to that point. Again, where they're back in the emergency room where they're getting basically a Band-Aid to not really fix the dental issue.
Right. Well, I know that I have had one dental emergency room visit, and that was because it was in the middle of the night. There was nobody around that I could find, and that was the only place. And sometimes dental pain can be some of the worst pain you can experience if it gets to a bad situation. So when that help is needed, you're there, and that's a good thing.
Yes, yes. Well, and a lot of times, especially in today's day and age, people put it off because they don't have dental insurance or they don't have means to get things taken care of. And a lot of times something that's small grows into something that's big that turns into a dental emergency.
Right.
And so we want to try and help prevent that as much as we possibly can.
And not only that, again, I think it's one of those things we continue to put on the back burner a lot of times. You know, time is such a commodity, and sometimes that's just as important as the, you know, the money itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we understand that, and that's why we want to make sure that even if we can't take care of someone's comprehensive needs, we at least give them a little bit of education as to what they can do to prevent getting more cavities that frequently end up in growing into bigger problems and painful incidents.
Elizabeth Jackson with Interfaith Dental joining us today. Tell me about how Interfaith Dental works, because it's really a cool collaboration of people in the dental community who want to give back to this area.
Absolutely. Well, I am the clinical director, and I am the main dentist that people will see in there. I'm there 5 days a week, and we have one hygienist and a couple of other staff people. But we also have a wonderful group of volunteer dentists and hygienists or support staff that come and help us to see patients. They can be referred out into our community as what we call a take one patient, where a dentist doesn't necessarily want to come to our clinic, but they want to help out through the community. So we send them one patient to take care of all of their needs. We also have a handful of oral surgeons, orthodontists, endodontists, dental specialists who will see patients in their own office. But we also have a big enough facility that we can have people come in and volunteer within our clinic, whether they be someone who has worked in a dental office or not, whether they actually work on patients or not. So we have a great group of volunteers who can help us in lots of different ways, not just dentally related, but we definitely love our dental volunteers as well.
I hear, now this is just hearsay, but that they enjoy coming over to your facility because you've got all the state-of-the-art stuff there.
We do. We have a beautiful clinic that has been there for about 2 years, and it really does have the best state-of-the-art equipment. Just about anything that you can ask for, we have there, and that's just a great opportunity for dentists maybe to come and use some new equipment or use some new products that they're not aware of.
Now, for those folks who are listening who are thinking, you know, it's time that I bite the bullet and get this dental care taken care of, and this may help me do that. It may afford me the opportunity where I couldn't before, or they have questions about Interfaith Dental. How can they get more information about what you're doing there?
Well, they definitely could call our clinic. Our phone number is 225-4141, or there is a whole bunch of information on our website at interfaithdentalclinic.com. That serves both our office that's in Nashville as well as our office here in Murfreesboro.
So you have the office in Nashville has been going for quite some time, right?
Yes, it has been there for almost 20 years, whereas our office here in Murfreesboro has been here just about 2 years. So they have a little bit of a larger facility. We definitely are a little bit newer, but we still have every opportunity to be able to help any person out there who might need some dental needs.
Now, where are you actually located? It's off Robert Rose, isn't it?
It is. We are on Robert Rose, kind of right next to Dillard's and right behind Home Depot.
Yeah, can't really miss it if you go over to Stones River Mall and take Robert Rose behind the Home Depot and things of that nature. You'll be able to see where Interfaith Dental is located. And again, what's the website?
It is interfaithdentalclinic.com.
Okay, be sure to check that out because I know you've got a lot of information there. I bet, Elizabeth, when you took this job that no one told you that you would be on the radio one day.
You are absolutely right. This is my radio debut, so it's a first for me.
Well, you did a very good job, and you can always tell when folks are very passionate about what they're doing, and you definitely have that passion, it seems.
Well, thank you very much.
We will talk to you soon. Anytime we can spread the word about what's going on with Interfaith Dental, we'll be glad to do so.
great. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Elizabeth Jackson joining us here on the radio, Interfaith Dental Clinic here in Murfreesboro. Check them out, interfaithdentalclinic.com online. We're going to come back here in just a couple of moments and continue the conversation on Rutherford Issues. Stay tuned.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.